Granny's in. I believe that's Irene.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has worried so much over the fact that he advertised himself as a dentist without possessing a license that he's decided there's only one thing for him to do, to go to the county seat and give himself up. In fact, he left early this morning to do that very thing. As we look in on the little community today, we find his unhappy partner, Abner, and Cedric in the Jotham Down store library.
Yeah, that's it, Cedric. Yeah.
Now,
hand me them cookies right there, too.
Yeah. How about a couple of cans of salmon, too? They'll fit in a box, won't they?
Well, yeah, but we can't send them to Lone Cedric. Them things are racing now. I don't reckon them prisoners has got any racing books.
We don't, huh?
Well, I don't think so. I doubt if any of them was able to sneak out long enough to go with the schoolhouse and sign up for a racing book, Cedric.
No, I don't reckon so.
No.
If they could have did that, they'd have just kept on going.
Why, sure they would.
Well, what else do you want to put in the box for Mr. Lama? Some gum drops?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Anything that'll take a long time to eat is good. Of course, you'll have plenty of time sitting around that cell in a penitentiary.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah.
How about a loaf of bread in here?
Oh, no, he'll get plenty of that. I hear that's about all they feed them fellas is bread and water.
How long's Mr. Lum going to be there?
Well, I don't know, Cedric. All depends on how many years the judge gives him, I reckon.
Will it be 100 years?
Oh, no, Lum won't live that long. He might get in here, though. Lum figured that's about what they'd give him for doing what he done.
Well, what did he done? Or what did he do? I never did figure that out.
Well, he advertised himself as a dentist. You never knowed you had to have no dentist license to do that.
Have to have a license for you to advertise anything.
Well, yeah, if you want to be a dentist, you do. See, we found out that you've got to go to college for years and years, study awful hard, and pass some official examinations. I don't know what all for you can be a dentist.
Is Mr. Lum in the penitentiary already?
Well, he might be, Sidney. He left early this morning for the county seat. Went in there to give himself up, so he might be thrown in jail by now.
Will he get to wear a striped suit, too?
Yeah, Cedric, just don't talk about it no more. I just can't stand to even think about it. Poor old Lum.
Excuse me. Never meant to upset you, no, Mr.
Well, it's all right, Cedric. I know you never meant no harm, but I told you this is awful. Poor old Lum. I wish I was sent there instead of him, Cedric.
I wish I was sent there, too.
Old Lum was the best one friend I ever had in the whole world.
Best two friends I ever had.
Wish that bad blame Doc Snyder never would have come to town. Then Lum never would have got this idea of being a dentist in the first place.
Have they caught Doc Snyder yet?
I don't know. I don't think so, though. He's more than likely in Mexico by now. So if they'd let Lum come back here, I'd never say another mean word to him the rest of my life. Never get mad at him at all. Do everything he told me to. Shine his shoes every day, even anything.
Well, I'd help you, too.
Poor old Lum. Might not never see him again, either, Cedric.
Wish you wouldn't talk that way, Mr. Abbott. You're about to make me cry.
He ain't strong enough for that penitentiary, Cedric.
Can't you go visit him at the penitentiary?
No. Before he left this morning, he told me not to visit him there.
Mad at you, huh?
No, it ain't that, Cedric. He just said that it'd be bad for me to be associated with a criminal. Said it hurt business at the store, and then I'm liable to go broke.
Is that sure enough what would happen?
Well, I don't know. He said it would. But I don't care. I dog as I'll go with him anyway. I don't care if I go broke, lose every red cent I got.
Me neither. I'll go with you. When do you want to go, tomorrow?
Well, we'll have to wait till he sends us his address, Cedric. Or his cell number, whatever he do.
Well, how about this box we're going to send him? Do you want to send back in there?
Well, I reckon so, yeah. Put in a package of them there, oyster crackers there. He always loves to eat them things.
How about some bacon powder? He won't be doing no bacon anymore.
Put in some of them canned for the land's sake. there he comes, Cedric.
Lom?
Lom coming up out there.
Lom?
Yeah, they must have let him come home long enough to get his toothbrush and say goodbye and all that stuff.
Well, he ain't got his striped suit on yet, has he? I wanted to see how he looks.
Cedric, now, for goodness sake, don't mention such things as that in front of Lom. Don't ever bring up the subject of a tanning tent.
It's a secret.
Well, we just don't want to make Lom feel no worse than he already does, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mom.
Try your best to cheer him up, Cedric. Make him laugh.
Yes, Mom. You want me to stand on my head or something?
Anything. Make some funny faces. Yeah. Mind out. There he's coming. Be careful. Well, howdy, Lom, old boy. Don't it just good to see you?
Well, to be right honest, it's good to see you, too. Hello, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Lump. Do you want me to hear a joke about Pat and Mike?
Yeah, tell it to him, Cedric.
Well, one day Pat got arrested and was thrown in jail.
Cedric,
and
Cedric, Cedric. Oh, Cedric didn't mean that, Lump. He got mixed up.
For goodness sake, what are you fellas acting so cute here for?
We ain't acting cute, are we, Cedric?
No, Mom, I don't think so.
We're just happy
funny
to see you, that's all. Everything's fine and dandy here, Lom. Everybody's feeling fine. You're looking good, Lom.
I am.
Oh, looking awful good. How long do you have, Lom?
How long do I have?
Yeah, before you have to go back to the, you know what?
You mean the penitentiary?
Well, yeah, sort of, I can.
Well, I ain't going there. I got dismissed. The judge dismissed my case.
You mean you ain't going to have to go to the penitentiary at all?
No, not even for a half a day.
Well, good for you.
Now, what are we going to do with this box of cookies?
Be quiet, Cedric. Well, tell us all about it, Lon. How come you to get off so easy?
Well, I don't like to brag on myself, but I think the reason was that I just outsmarted the judge.
Outsmarted him?
Oh, yeah. You see, he didn't even want to take my case at all at first. Claimed there weren't no case again because nobody had indicted me or something. But I made him take the case anyway.
I'm glad you done it. Good for you. Good for you.
Oh, then he gave me a long lecture telling what a terrible thing I did and all that. And then he said as long as I never actually done no dentist work on nobody, he'd let me off this time. Give me a suspended sentence. And I signed a pledge.
What kind of a pledge?
Well, it was my idea.
Oh.
Judge didn't want to bother with it. I insisted, so he finally dictated one to his woman secretary, and I signed it.
Doggy, I'm glad you stood up for your rights. Yes, sir.
And you know, I think the judge is sort of in love with his secretary.
In love?
All the time he was dictating a pledge, he kept winking at her. So.
Well, I do that old scally way.
What did the pledge say on it, Mr. Lum?
And it said, here, I'll have to read it to you. It's several pages on. I got it right here.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Go ahead, read it, Lum. Yeah.
All right, some awful good big words in it. I know what most of them mean. Starts out, I, Lum Edwards, the undersigned and defendant and party of the first part, do hereby and herewith promise, swear, affirm, and resolve that for a probationary decade of 10 years, I will not indulge in the extraction of any molar, bicuspid, incisor, tooth, tusk, fang, grinder, chopper, or any bony appendage born in the jaws of any vertebrate of the higher forms of life, or any person, personage, individual, or...
Lom, I hate to interrupt you. I believe that was our thing now.
It was.
Yeah, I believe
I'll
it was.
I'll get it. Just a second. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Lom Edwards talking.
Oh, Brady, good job.
Oh, howdy, Dick. Yeah, just got back. Well, I'll be over pretty soon and tell you all about it. From Grandpa. Well, I do know. Yeah, sure, we'll take care of that right away. Yeah. Hey, you betcha. All right. Goodbye.
What was Lum something about Grandpa?
Yeah, it was a postcard that just come from me and you.
Well,
Grandpa's broke, and he says he'll come back to Pine Ridge if we'll loan him some money.
Well, I know it. Let's send him some right away, then. I'll get it in, Bill.
Oh, wait. I got a better idea, Abner. We'll telegraph him some.
Why, sure. That's the thing to do. Yeah, telegraph him some.
Telegraph him some money, you mean?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Why, sure.
Real money, you mean, like quarters and stuff?
Of course they can, Ted.
Well, I don't think they can do it. Somebody's been jotting.
Well,
how could they send quarters and 50 cents through them little wires?
Cedric, the way they actually do that...
Don't explain it to him now, Evan. We ain't got time.
Oh,
here,
no.
Cedric. Here's all the money we got in the cash drawer. You take that over and tell him to send Grandpap as much as he thinks he'll need. Here.
Yes, Mom, but I don't think they can, though.
Well, just hurry up, Cedric, and bring back any money that's left over. Now, hurry up.
I still don't think you can do
it. Well, hurry and get on out of here. Long, did the postcard say if Grandpap got his memory back?
No, he must still have the amnesia because the card was signed Buster V. Davenport.
Poor old fella. I was hoping he'd recollect who he was by now.
Well, if we get him back here, maybe we can get him straightened out again.
I hope so.
Well, here, let me finish reading this pledge. Yes,
yeah, you better start over again, Lom. I never understood none of it so far. Well, something about 10 years here and there.
Well, it says I'm on probation for 10 years.
Oh.
I can't do none of the things in here that says, like, filling teeth and all that for that length of time.
You mean you can't do them things after 10 years is up, huh?
Oh, no, of course not.
How?
But you see, the judge figured that by that time I would have broke myself of the habit, so I wouldn't be tempted to pull teeth or nothing no more.
Have yourself sort of under control by then,
huh? Yeah. Now, let's see, whereabouts did I leave off here?
Well, the last you read there is further down.
Yeah, honey.
Huh? For the land's sake, Grandpa.
Well,
Buster.
You goodness, how in the world did you get here?
We were just sending you some money.
That's it. You know what happened? Right after I sent you fellas that postcard, I found some money I'd sewed into the lining of that pigeon-toed coat of mine, so I just jumped on the first train I could get from here.
I don't think it's good to see you.
It sure is, Grandpa. Sit right down here. Tell us all about Toledo.
Yeah, tell us about it, yeah.
Yes, sir, they
wait, here comes Hedrick. We better tell him to run back and tell Dick Huddleston to cancel that telegram, Long.
Yeah,
I'll tell him. Cedric. Well,
Mr. Dick sent it all right, but I still don't see how I done it.
Look, Cedric, look who's here.
Well, I'll be doggone. Well, that thing's more wonderful than I thought it was, even.
What thing?
That telegram.
Huh?
Mr. Dick told me you could send money on it, all right, but I never figured they could send humings on it, too. Sure works fast, too, though.